This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post. And we're going to a little town in Pennsylvania that looks like it should be said Versailles. Selena, how do I say that correctly?
It is Versailles. There is Versailles in western Pennsylvania. There's also one in Ohio and Kentucky. And I didn't even mention it, but there's one in Indiana as well. The reason that people say Versailles rather than Versailles is the early settlers of this region were Scots Irish, and they have a habit of pronouncing the emphasizing the second syllable as opposed to the first. So that's how you get Versailles.
I hope I remember this because my brain immediately goes for the pretentiousness of the French version. All right. Now, this is a story about inflation, the Inflation Reduction Act. And what is the driving concern of voters here as we approach a midterm? But we're also approaching another presidential contest in 2 years. We have frequent elections. And in Versailles, Ohio, in Versailles, Pennsylvania, in Versailles, Kentucky, does inflation remain the major topic when they talk about voting, Selena?
Absolutely. It is. This is a White House and an administration and a ruling class that really does not have any comprehension of the setbacks, the economic setbacks that inflation has on your average person. And whether they're at the poverty line or middle class or even upper middle class, when your average prices for basic needs, food and fuel, are about the $450, which for some people is the cost of their mortgage in a small town. This is devastating, and it's not as though their income has increased to the same percentage. Right, they're not getting $500 extra a month in their income to sort of weigh out that challenge. And so people are really struggling. It doesn't matter what you do, whether you are a small business owner trying to buy supplies for your small business, or if you are a parent trying to buy food for your family or school supplies or clothing. This impacts everyone's pocketbook. And it is astounding to people that this White House is so oblivious to the challenges that the very people that put them into office are facing. And they sort of, that's why I made the Versailles-Versailles comparison, because it is as though this White House is operating in Versailles, very unaware and uncaring and sort of flittering away the concerns of the people that they are supposed to govern. And, you know, there was an event, was it last week, on the day that the Dow plunged almost 1,300 points, Joe Biden and all of the Democrats were celebrating the Inflation Reduction Act, which everyone agrees does not reduce inflation. It is a tax hike, and it is also a climate change bill. And they were scolding people for not being supportive of it. The next day, he is in Detroit, and he's tooling around in a $62,000 electric vehicle, again scolding people to buy an electric vehicle in a zip code where the medium income is $34,000 a year. It's just remarkable how out of touch that the president is. And then if you just add the 60 Minutes interviewed on Sunday when he discusses the inflation and brushes it off, it really tells me that this White House and this president needs to get in a pickup truck and drive across the country with disguises on so they can have an understanding of who they are actually serving and the problems that they're facing.
I like that. The Prince and the Pauper. Mark Twain would do well to come today to find the ironies of the difference between Washington, D.C. and New York City and Boston and all the other major coastal cities, and how it is in Versailles, Ohio, Versailles, Pennsylvania, Versailles, Kentucky. Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, and the New York Post. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,